We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Friday afternoon, and we're going to do some movie stuff with Dan Buffa. I just noticed, Mr. Buffa, how are you this afternoon? Good to see you. That there's an invite for the Black Widow screening, and they're doing it at 6 p.m., and I do not get off the air until 6 p.m., so Sue's going to do a really long traffic at about 5:40 on June 28th.
You can
do a 20-minute traffic report. Sure.
No, what, who would be annoyed by that?
Add some weather.
A brief history of traffic.
Yes. That, here are my thoughts and poetry.
Oh, here's some good news.
In this zip code,
Dan,
it's currently.
This is what I love about the pandemic. If you wish to view the film on Disney digital screeners, so I'll have to do that. But I wanted to see it in a big theater.
Me too.
With,
I mean,
well, go ahead and give it to
stuff.
Me. I'll go.
I mean, there's only one way to watch Black Widow. You have to see it in a theater. I mean, at home, it's not like it's going to rob everything of it, but it's that big screen Marvel appeal that we all know. The last, what was it, Spider-Man movie was the last official Marvel entry, so it's been a while.
F9 we're seeing on Monday night. We'll talk about that on Friday. But you have, when we finish Sue's News in the next segment, you'll be talking about several new films, including a Rita Moreno documentary, which I was excited about, and then she apologized for what she said on Colbert, and we'll get into that. What else do you have this week?
I have the Sparks Brothers documentary. It's kind of going to be a documentary-filled afternoon,
good,
week.
Good.
Yeah,
Sue likes
I like documentaries.
Right.
They are, and I think they're really throwing them out early, and I like that, and the fact that I wouldn't have to cram on them later. Even though, speaking of documentaries, Mark, I am looking forward to an Anthony Bourdain documentary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we're
going to
watch,
fast,
I think, in June
they?
Or, no, July.
Right. Wow. I think that's going to be very interesting. All right. Sue's News is coming up, but I saw this story a few hours ago, and I thought the details were somewhat interesting. I don't know if you saw the story about the Steak and Shake lawsuit.
I did.
Yeah,
I'm not
that.
Stealing that. Am I stealing that from you, Sue?
No,
okay,
no, go right ahead.
So a jury yesterday awarded $80,000 in damages to Steak and Shake over a former employee's social media post claiming she found worms in a hamburger at a restaurant in Florissant. So they gave the company $70,000 in damages, $10,000 in punitive damages. Melissa White was her name. So what happened was is that she says that she found worms in a burger that she was preparing for herself in 2018. What she actually saw was fat that rose to the surface of the patty when White applied pressure to it. So in other words, I guess she was she kind of flattening the patty?
Yeah, because they're flat.
Yep. So a district manager investigated found no evidence of worms in patties that he inspected. White was uncooperative, triggering a call to Florissant police, a request that she leave the store. Within an hour, she had posted her, quote, defamatory claims to Facebook, accompanied by pictures.
Oh, boy.
The post was shared 36,654 times. This is a cautionary tale, by the way, for people here.
Yes.
It was liked by 7,400 people.
Oh, come on.
Who vowed, many of whom vowed to never eat at Steak and Shake again. So the company sued her.
And good for them.
Yes.
The suit said that she deleted a Facebook comment where the health inspector's report indicated that there were no problems with the meat and a picture that showed fat, not worms, on a patty. And then the lawyer tells the Post-Dispatch, this is what they say, Samuel Henderson calls this disappointing. Henderson tells the Post-Dispatch on Friday that jurors heard from an entomologist who had examined the patty, which White had kept frozen, and found 3 fly larvae. Well, if that's the case, so the lawyer just tosses that out there as some entomologist. I just thought, and this is my favorite too, from her standpoint, she was just trying to do the right thing to protect the public.
Uh-huh.
White warned customers and took other patties off the grill. Anyway, it says this will make you feel for the verdict could force White into bankruptcy. I'm guessing that's probably going to be the case. But don't post things unless you know they're worms on Facebook, or it's going to cost you probably $70,000, $80,000.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Hey, where's Fred?
Oh, yeah, we should tell Fred had a bit of a family emergency, so
yeah, Fred,
he had to run out. Sorry about
today.
That, Sue. We were...
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, I think...
is he okay?
I mean, he's okay. I think he's got some family things. We're not sure.
Oh, gosh.
Fred's great. I love Fred.
We all love Fred.
Yeah, we're a little concerned because he had to rush out of here today.
Yeah,
we'll keep you posted.
Thank you for that. Okay. Let's see. Naomi Osaka, you know, the tennis player, she's ranked number 2 in the world. She's the one who withdrew from the French Open.
Right.
She has now withdrawn from Wimbledon,
right.
too.
Not a big shocker.
Her agent says she's taking some personal time with friends and family. Now, I, of course, think perhaps she would do that when it wasn't Wimbledon, but she must be having some issues.
She's struggling.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that she's got mental health issues, and you can't just...
You can't just flip a switch and be fine.
Exactly. Right. Nadal's out on the men's side, too.
That's part of it in there. Now, but she says she will be ready for the Olympics, and she's kind of excited because she'll be playing on her home fans' territory, for her home territory with her home fans,
yeah. however. Because
none of them are
going
to be there.
Allow fans, right.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. So, yes, Nadal will miss Wimbledon and the Olympics. He said he's 35. He just needs to listen to his body.
He's old.
He wants to prolong his
great
career.
Player.
There you go.
Oh, I love to watch him play.
The way that he slides on the clay, I would snap my ankle the first time I tried it.
I actually become a fan of tennis again. I was a huge fan, you know, in the 80s when we had all those great stars. But nobody talked about this. Dan, you're a big sports guy. That win that Djokovic had over, well, first of all, Djokovic coming back 2 sets down to Nadal, and then he won 2 sets down to Tsitsipas, which I call him, is pronounced around the Greek guy. Novak got no, and I don't even like him that much, but he gets no attention. That was one of the greatest comebacks.
I kind of feel with Nadal and Federer that Djokovic just kind of slips by as this great tennis player that has endured longer than the other two guys.
I think he only has one or two more majors, and then he passes or ties those guys.
He's always just a guy that does not give you an easy match.
No, he doesn't. It just makes it fun to watch. It really does.
And his hair is perfect.
Okay, I wasn't going to bring that up.
Not as good as the Greek dude.
Right.
No. Did you see the Greek dude?
You can't beat Greek
hair. The Tsitsipas guy, he's sweating the whole time. He's got his headband on. After the end of the match, he's got the most beautiful hair ever.
Yes.
So jealous.
It's awesome.
That kind of made me happy. Okay. I have some music that goes with this. Do you have any in there?
Of course I do.
Thank you, Martin.
My favorite shows.
Come on.
And I was Bailey, just in case that question came up.
I still watch it, by the way. In Cincinnati.
Jan, what was her name? Jan.
I just know her as Jan.
Something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Fred Bonner, and he was the actor who played Herb Tarlick.
That's right.
And Mr. Harrington on 4 episodes of Saved by the Bell. I threw that in for the kids.
Oh, that's nice.
See how
that's
I did
nice.
That?
Yeah, that was
See
perfect.
How I did that?
A lot
Thank
of kids
you, that
listening.
Was for you.
Yeah. he was Saved by the Bell, new class of 1994. Anyway, he was 79. I don't know. It hit me. I love WAKRP.
So he just died?
He just died yesterday.
His leisure suits were epic.
Yep.
You guys know we got a guy here, Chris Miller, one of our sales guys. Chris is like the modern day Herb Tarlick.
Oh, I love
that.
I say that with love.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's just him.
That's
I did love that show. You know, that was when I
one of the best.
I'm not
going
to say
ever.
That was what inspired me to go into radio, but I was already inspired to go into radio, so I latched onto that show.
And you don't have Andy Travis's hair.
Andy had good hair too.
Andy had good hair.
Nobody
there's
has
a,
Andy Travis's
there's
hair.
There's a movie that I'll mention next segment that kind of really wanted me made me want to be a writer a little bit, like one of the things. It was an unlikely movie. I don't think it won any awards, but that was a deep tease.
It was a deep tease, but Woo-hoo. It got me. I'm fished
well,
in.
Well, R.I.P. Herb Tarlick and his suits. Right?
And you can still go to Cincinnati. We were there a couple of years ago, and the building that they filmed it in, or at least the lobby, is there. It's now a hotel, and they have, you know, all these pictures of everybody in there. It's kind of cool. So if
I
you
love
go into
that.
Cincinnati.
That was such a great character. I'm a little surprised he didn't really have any other roles that we remember him
right.
from.
Right.
Because he's Herb Tarlick.
Well, that might have been the downside of it, right? Yeah, that does happen.
They had a list of stuff that he had guest starred in, and he showed up every now and then, but not
Jan
with any consistency.
Smithers.
Thank you, Jan.
Kevin
Bailey?
Cummins
Smithers.
Weighing in on my text. Thank you, Kevin.
Rest in peace, Ned Beatty. Great actor.
Yeah, we talked about him earlier in the week,
great
right?
Great actor.
Great dad.
Great dad.
Survey says that we tend to be happier in summer. I don't think anybody is surprised by that. Somebody analyzed everybody's tweets. Well, tweets from 2.4 million people, and they just decided we even tweet happier in the summer. They're saying maybe it's because of the sunshine. More summer trivia. The Eiffel Tower gets 6 inches taller in summer when the metal expands. You want to go to France?
6 inches taller.
I thought that was a lot.
It seems like a lot.
Yeah, but it, I mean, have you seen it? It's so, it is. I mean,
that's a lot.
It's a lot, though.
I mean, it's a lot. Once again, I'm
thinking about lines that are inappropriate that could get me fired.
Whoa. I'm trying to be responsible here
for the kids.
We'll just put a hard left.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Dan. Nice, Dan.
That really helped.
And we're walking.
We're walking. Not looking back. Is that a fire back there?
What?
No.
What? The company Canon, the one that makes printers, camera lenses,
sure.
All those.
My camera.
Oh, that's nice. Jane's camera. Their offices in China recently installed AI cameras that force employees to smile in order to get in the door.
Oh, really? Can you imagine that morning? You're like,
yes. When you show up, if you are neutral or unhappy, no.
Do they do that because they are trying to encourage them to be in a happier mood?
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm not sure that's effective. But,
not really.
You can't even book a meeting.
I would never get in the door.
No.
No,
especially
wouldn't.
The day after you got like a 10-cent raise.
I mean, I'd get in the door, but then I'd be MFing some people.
Right, exactly.
I'm so glad to be here. And, of course, Sunday is Father's Day, so we have one of Mark's favorite things, a quiz. Father's Day quiz.
Oh, I always win these, so let's go. All let's
right.
move forward.
Now, Andrew, we all remember that you have to buzz in with your name. That is how you are heard and get to answer the question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one.
Mark.
Which? All right, what's the answer?
What's your answer?
Which dad
I was just
is
practicing.
A... Okay.
I was practicing. Yeah,
okay.
Which U.S. president made Father's Day a national holiday?
Andrew. Roosevelt.
Nope.
One of them. One of the Roosevelts.
Woodrow Wilson. Mark.
Woodrow Wilson. No.
Duke or Truman.
Nope.
Garfield.
Buffa Teddy.
No. The answer.
Truman.
And you know who would have gotten this is Fred.
He would
have.
Richard Nixon.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't until
Richard
later.
Nixon. That's right. Although the first bill to recognize Father's Day as a national holiday was introduced in Congress in 1913, it wasn't until 1972 that President Nixon signed it into law. This next one is multiple choice.
Okay.
Who invented and patented the drinking fountain, the Puritan drinking fountain, in 1912 in honor of his father? Was it A, Thomas Edison, B, George Washington Carver, C, George Duvall, or D, Halsey Taylor?
Andrew.
Ooh. Andrew.
The first one.
No.
Okay.
Buffa, George Washington.
Nope.
Mark, who the hell is Halsey Taylor?
You got it, Mark!
But I don't know who that is. Who is it? I didn't even answer that one. Didn't know it.
He's the guy who invented the drinking fountain in honor of his father.
Okay, the answer is Halsey Taylor. He invented the Puritan water fountain after his dad died of typhoid from contaminated water.
What is the Puritan water fountain?
Apparently it was pure and brought from a source that was already decontaminated.
By the way, you can't even use those things anymore, right? They still have...
He has a company named after himself, the Halsey Taylor Company.
I'll be darned.
Satisfying thirst since 1912.
Thank you, Andrew.
Wow, Andrew comes through on Google. All
right. Number three.
It looks like a porta potty. The original one does.
That's kind of cool. Number three. Father's Day was not originally an American thing. Who first celebrated? Multiple choice. A. The Ming Dynasty. B. The Romans. C. Catholic Europeans. Or D. The Swedish.
I missed the question.
What was the question?
Jane, did you buzz in? Oh, the question is, Father's Day wasn't originally an American thing. Who first celebrated it? Okay, what do you say, Jane?
Is she right?
The Swedish.
No.
B, the Romans.
Nope.
Gosh, I saw it. Well, we're running out of choices.
All right.
Let's just say C.
The Catholics.
Yes!
There you go.
Look at him.
Mark, it's the Catholics that won that one. They did it first. It was St. Joseph Day since the Middle Ages.
Wow.
Okay. How many greeting cards are sent for Father's Day? I will take the closest answer to the correct one.
Mark, 3.2 million.
Got it. Nope. What'd you say, James?
You said the closest. How do you know I'm not the closest?
Well,
2 million.
2 million for Dan. What do you say, Jane?
5 million.
It's going to be more.
Andrew.
5,000,001.
Yeah.
Andrew wins.
Yeah.
Oh. By the way, the answer is 72 million.
Yeah.
I didn't think guys like cards.
Once I gave the answer, I knew I was wrong because you got to think about there's 330 million people in this country.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But he prices righted me.
He did.
You don't give your dad a card. Dads don't want cards.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, that's got to be a small number. I wonder how many for moms.
What do you want for Father's Day?
Yeah, yeah. What do you want? What are you going to get?
Can I answer this truthfully? Or
yeah.
Yes. No, we want you to lie.
No, I'm not going to answer that. I don't need anything. I don't need a gift for Father's Day, but just want a nice day with the family, a nice meal.
That's the number one answer.
I want this year?
A card?
I want to sit. It's going to be hot. I want to sit and watch the U.S. Open Sunday afternoon.
There you go.
That's fair. Dan, what did you want?
I think for me, it's just to be able to watch a movie uninterrupted.
Yeah, that'd be.
That's what I like for Mother's Day is peace and quiet.
Let me translate that for Dan's family and wife. In other words, get the hell out of the house on Sunday. I need some me time, right?
I didn't hear that. I want to blast the music, you know.
Peace and quiet. That's what I want for Mother's Day. So,
if Sherwood Schwartz had gotten his way, which actor would have portrayed Mike Brady on The Brady Bunch?
Is this multiple choice?
This is multiple choice. A, Robert Duvall. B, Gene Hackman. C, Robert Wagner. Or D, John Austin.
Mark, Robert Wagner.
Yep. B, Gene Hackman.
B, Gene Hackman. That is correct.
No
way.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Way to go, Dan
man.
Buffa.
I don't know, though. He's just the coach.
He's just the
base.
I miss Gene Hackman so much as an actor.
I do.
I really do.
Welcome to Moose Sport. That last shovel of dirt.
Well, and that's what he said. He just said, I'm done. This is such garbage.
Thanks,
I'm
Ray
not. Him and didn't Sean Connery do the same thing where he said, this is garbage, I'm out.
Two great actors.
Just like I'm out. And Daniel Day-Lewis. He said, I'm done.
Well, yeah, but he can come back whenever Scorsese goes, hey, Dan.
Daniel Day-Lewis will come back.
I hope so.
Andrew, how old is Gene Hackman? Will you look that up, bro?
He's 91.
Is that a factor, people? I'm just saying.
Oh, sure.
I mean, but he said it a while ago.
He hasn't done a movie in how many, 15 years?
2005,
right.
I think.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's been a while.
All right, that's fair. I just didn't know that. I thought it was fascinating. Gene Hackman. Okay, the score. Andrew, 1. Mark, 2. Dan, 1. One final question. In Germany, Father's Day is known as what? Is it A, Men's Day, B, Papa Day, C, Dad is Best Day, or D, Father Day?
Jane, B.
Papa Day is incorrect.
Mark, the last one.
Nope.
Buffa A.
Buffa A is it. And Buffa and ties for first with Mark.
Wow.
It's Men's Day. Men's Day.
It's good to see
that.
The two dads.
Do you hear that?
Men's Day.
Rachel and Vinny. Men's Day.
Men's Day. That's sort of.
Dan's. Every day is
now
Men's
the door
day.
Is locked.
Pretty much.
It is Men's Day, right? Just ask Joe Biden being misogynistic to Caitlin
Collins.
It's Men's Day. 4:24. Dan's hanging out. We'll talk movies. We got Cusimano on some sports coming up at 4:45.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Throughout all the years that I've been making music, if you get on a tour bus with a bunch of musicians, eventually the conversation will go to Sparks.
I remember just seeing them all the time, like, who are those guys?
They are a band who you can look up on Wikipedia and know nothing.
We are Sparks, dude.
Oh, Dan Buffa, I'm so excited about this movie, and I love Edgar Wright, who did a movie called Baby Driver, which we loved a few years ago. But this is an interesting movie because it's a documentary about a band that most people have never heard of, right?
Nope. I mean, it's kind of like, it reminded me of 2012's Searching for Sugar Man, who I had no idea existed.
Great film,
and then
too,
I wanted to track all of his songs down after the thing. The Sparks Brothers, they kind of came around I think about 50 years ago. I mean, they're still going. They've had
late '60s into the '70s.
25 albums, over 300 songs, and they're kind of like that Euro pop, but they also created their own sound. And according to Beck, it laid the pipeline for all these different bands who now look up to these guys as their gods.
Yeah, so they were, and I don't know that this was the same level, but there's a band that I love from Philadelphia named Marah. Nobody's ever heard of them, right? But they're a really good Philadelphia band. So people in the music world, they know that band, right? So in the same thing with the Sparks Brothers, may not have had, they had some hits. They certainly had some hits overseas, but it was all the other bands that really kind of broke out in the 80s when, you know, different type of new wave, if you will, took off.
And their catching thing was one of the guys had that Hitler mustache, and he just kind of stared off in the crowd while he played the keyboards. Well, I'd say the Robert Plant, like, Robert Plant, Mick Jagger, like, lead singer would do all the work on stage. So, but they never really veered from what they wanted to do. They didn't have as many greatest hits because they never really wanted to make an album for the man. They just made albums for themselves. And I think that all these musicians coming out of the woodwork, the tagline is your favorite band, this is their favorite band.
Yeah, so who's featured? Cool. A bunch of people pop up that we know, right?
I mean, Duran pops up, and there's just so many. I mean, there's even like lesser known guys, but I mean, Flea is one of the most colorful. He is just so honest, and he's like, these guys.
Does he have a shirt on?
Yes, he has. Oh, he has a t-shirt probably had to duct tape to his arms, but yes, he's very colorful as usual. It's Russell and Ron Mell. That's kind of their name, and they give a lot of interviews themselves, and they have this animation in the documentary, so it's playful and it's insightful, and it's very funny because they poke fun at themselves more than their detractors ever could. Like, they know how they look.
Nice.
They know what they're doing. They tell these lies, like, we really recorded over 840 songs. The other guy goes, that's not true. And then they pull off a mask and they're each other. So it's just like, it's just a little different than your...
This is a streaming or theatrical or both?
It is theatrical. It's through Focus Features, but I have a feeling within a week or two, I mean, they're going to put this one on there. But it's going to be a...
What's it called again?
It's called The Sparks Brothers, and the band was called Sparks. And
On to another documentary about Rita Moreno, who's been in the news this week.
For the very first time in my life, I felt very useful.
If we thought there was no place for us in this world of the arts that we wanted to get into, we could look up and see Rita and say, okay, well, she could do it. How close can I get?
Dan, the last Critics' Choice Awards, Dan and I, both members of the Critics' Choice Association, I sat basically next to Rita Moreno, and she was one of the funniest people because
she's amazing.
Really? I didn't talk to her at all, but she kept making cracks about all the other people making awards.
Did.
And then when she lost her award, she was very funny about it. So I was very impressed this week when she goes on Colbert and she rips on the people that were hypercritical Lin-Manuel Miranda for not casting enough darker Latinx people.
Afro-Latinos.
Right, in the movie. So she kind of says, look, this guy has done more for Latinos in this country in the last 10 years than anybody.
Lighten up.
And I thought, yeah, it was great. But then she
got
spoiled
canceled.
It all because she apologized.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. In this movie, in her whole career, she's never apologized.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's
why
spicy.
So
for
weird.
Anything that, I mean, I didn't know about her, how deep her affair and her connection was with Marlon Brando. That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And the whole documentary, it just shows you that she's still going for it. And like you said, when she came out with that comment, I was like, okay, somebody said it. And then she didn't stick to land.
Oh, it was depressing.
I couldn't believe
but the
that
movie,
she didn't
though,
stick to it.
It is also, it's very well done. It zips. It's 90 minutes. Okay. It's a lot of her just talking about her past. And even the mistakes she made, she owns them. Every one of them.
And she's always been unafraid.
Yeah.
And now.
I mean, an actress, a leading lady coming from Puerto Rico was kind of like unheard of back then.
Right.
I was like, nah, this doesn't
happen.
She is
a trailblazer.
And she just, you know, she keeps blazing the trail. And her last little comment in the film, which is not like giving anything away, it's like, on to the next one. I mean, let's just keep doing
it. Well, she's going to be in the remake of West Side Story.
And there's there's a little blip of footage in this movie that I found great. It's just her and Steven Spielberg, making this movie that got her atop the world.
It's iconic.
You know, it's iconic.
And fun fact, in high school, I was in West Side Story.
Okay, now how cute is this?
Yeah, this is adorable.
I played Maria.
Did you? Okay, that's nice.
And I actually sang the part.
That is a.
Unlike
that sounds like
Natalie
a tall
Wood.
Order. That sounds like a tall order.
Well, because
I was
Wood,
a singer.
Natalie
I got it
because
I was a singer. Yeah, she didn't sing the part.
That's
of course
awesome.
Not.
You go, Jane.
So basically, you just compared yourself to Natalie Wood and told people that you were
better
than Natalie Wood.
I sing better. I sing better than Natalie Wood. That I can say.
Any boat incidents?
No, and she's so beautiful.
Hey, Mark,
she was so beautiful.
It's 100 degrees outside, buddy. We got hot takes coming in.
Hot takes, baby. I'll bring
Jane
the film
is throwing
in.
Them.
It's actually on film. That should scare
right
you.
In the middle of review. She just took the pin out of the grenade.
I did.
How much would I have to pay to get a hold of said video?
I might have to have some cocktails, but beyond that, yeah, I would show it. Oh, absolutely,
Mark,
I would show
cocktails.
It.
Mark, she said cocktails. We got this.
Were you, in a bunch? I didn't know this about you.
Numerous
in a bunch
places.
And
he's
driving.
I was in South Pacific. I also starred in Bye Bye Birdie.
That's impressive.
In high school, yeah.
I did not
there
know
you
that.
Go. See, this is what you find out.
What you find
when you
out.
You do a couple, you know, documentary. The great thing about documentaries
documentary.
Is if they can just make it not seem like a 2-hour infomercial. And both these two managed to do that. They managed
well,
to keep your
attention.
She's
got such a great
attention.
Life. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch that one for
spend
sure.
Spend 2 more hours with Rita.
Anything else this weekend, Mr.
Well,
Buffa?
Well, I have caught up on Loki, and I got to say, I like what Marvel's doing again. And I like the first 2 hours of this show more than the first 2 hours of Wanda or Winter Soldier. And I end up liking
really?
Both those shows, maybe one more than the other. But, you know, Tom Hiddleston and Owen Wilson getting a part that he can chew on a little bit. I've always thought he's a talented Wilson. I know Luke is probably talented, more talented, but I think this role,
Owen's interesting.
He's interesting.
And, he really is.
And their partnership here for, you know, Owen Wilson's character, for his blood pressure to go really high, is to try to team up and take down badder guys, I guess is the best way to say it. So 6 episodes, 2 episodes in, it's very good.
All right.
We should also mention, I know we talked about this, and Carl was here last week, The Hitman's Bodyguard, which was a Wednesday opening this week. So that one is actually in the theaters. I didn't look. You guys did not like it, but I didn't look where it was running on Rotten Tomatoes. We should look that up right now.
The last time I checked it, on Metacritic, it was red, and that's not good.
So usually, if I'm gonna put it at 26%.
I'm going 28.
It is at, here, I've got it right here.
25%? Without going over. Without going over. And I did not cheat, although.
Wow.
I probably wouldn't have admitted if I did cheat.
He is not only the fastest guy out of a screening, he is the quickest to an answer. That's what I have to deal with every time.
Wow. I am the fastest guy out of a screening.
Dude,
right?
I look behind you. When you left your phone one time, I thought it was like, you know, the Sonic the Hedgehog. Zoom,
I just
want to
be
out.
Once it's over, once those screenings are over, I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to get out of there. And usually I go faster if the movie really
sucks. The hardest
sucks
part
too.
Is giving an instant take. I usually don't have one.
No,
but
and I like to
this has
that.
Been great.
I like to digest my take.
I like to think about
it. Yeah, it's got
films.
To marinate for a
yeah,
for a
I
night.
Agree.
He's all not right. A marinator.
He's Dan Buffa. He's Dan Buffa.
Make it a
with
cut
us
that.
On Entertainment, sponsored by Andrea Steakhouse and Andrea Steak Sauce. Buffa, great to have you in here.
See you next week.
In the studio. We'll see you next week. We'll talk about F9. I'm looking forward to that Monday night.
Fast and the Furious.
Should be fun. I have a bit of a raccoon story to share after the top of the hour, and our go-to wildlife expert, Ron the Bat Guy. Jane, we've had Ron on when you've been in here.
I have talked with Ron the Bat Guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. So I have a situation with a friend of mine who was trying to get rid of raccoons, but the interesting thing is that there were some babies involved, and she's got her family all hacked off at her because she was trying to trap the raccoons that were just destroying her house.
Right,
We'll share that story after the top of the hour. Record high temperature. It would be a pretty blistering weekend to be at Busch Stadium, but the Cardinals are in Atlanta. Frank Cusimano's with us this afternoon. At least I think he is. Frank, are you there? I don't even know.
Yes, sir.
Usually I look at the phone line and say, are the guests there? And I forgot to do that. So thank you for being there for me, Frank. How are you?
Everything's wonderful. I hope you're doing well, Mark.
Doing
are
well.
You outside, Frank?
He's always outside on Fridays.
Yeah.
Well, it is really hot.
Friday is my off day from television, so I had a standing round of challenging golf with two of my older kids who usually win.
Yeah.
Oh, my. How are you handling the heat?
Well, because one of them is are they both daughters? Because you have a daughter that's a pretty good golfer, right?
Well, they both were high school and college golfers, one at Loyola Chicago and one at SIU Carbondale. The problem is they started when they were 5. I started when I was 35. So. But I'm hacking away and working at it. We're gonna beat them one day.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I did the same thing. I didn't start till I was in my 30s, and if you don't start when you're a kid, I think you're hopeless. But we thought the Cardinals were hopeless until they managed to sweep a series against a team that they should have swept against, and then went back to old form. Frank, they just can't. You know, with all these potential bats, they're just a boring team right now.
They really are. And last night, Charlie Morton's a fine pitcher. But he's not Juan Marichal, and to be hitless until the 7th inning when Paul Goldschmidt got the single is really inexcusable. And, you know, I hear a lot of criticism, Mark, about Mike Schilt, but I got to tell you something. He's going into this thing unarmed. I mean,
right.
He has 2 outfielders that can hit. He has a shortstop that's 2 for 22 since he came back that didn't hit before. There's some real issues, and you haven't gotten a dynamic Nolan Arenado recently either. So this is tough. And then you throw in the fact that up until that Miami series, you had a bunch of five-inning starting pitchers. So right. If they play the Marlins, they're okay. Unfortunately, they're off the schedule for the remainder of the season.
And now you have a situation where you just don't know which Carlos Martinez we're going to get, because the last time out, he had a great performance, couldn't get any run production, but he's on the mound again tonight.
Yeah, and I just don't know. I'd say, you know, 2.5 out of every 5 performances, it's going to be okay. With Wainwright, it's probably 3.5. And then with the rest, boy, it's up in the air. I mean, John Gant is going to give you 4 or 5 innings. Let me tell you something. I like John Gant. If John Gant pitched against the Cincinnati Reds, he'd go 5 innings. If John Gant pitched against the Smet, he'd go 5 innings.
Well,
I mean, that's the way it is.
Right.
You know, he's a good pitcher in his role. It's just because of this avalanche of injuries where you lose Dakota Hudson and Miles Michaelis and Jack Flaherty that you've had to have him as your number 3 starter. I want him on my team. I just don't know if I want him in my rotation.
Right.
Here's a note from Derek Gould in a column this morning. It says, the Cardinals arrived in Atlanta ranked 13th in the National League on on-base percentage, .301. The National League average on-base percentage for a hitter is .313. The Cardinals had 5 hitters with 50-plus at-bats who are below that mark. They need a little bit more grit in their offensive mix. And that's one of the things they're talking about, I guess, even in terms of trades. And he mentions Charlie Blackman's name in this column. I don't know where you are with trade potential or what names might be involved, but it does seem even more apparent that something needs to be done here soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, Derek's instinct about go to one of the worst teams in baseball and get their best hitter who's at the end of a contract is really, really sound logic. I mean, you know, I was watching the game closely last night, and you know what Cardinal had the best offensive day? Is Matt Carpenter, the most criticized Cardinal.
That's
he
amazing.
Got hit, and he got a base hit. He got one of the hits. So, and I don't want to criticize Matt because he's had a wonderful career, but if he's your best offensive player, you probably need more offensive players.
Mm-hmm. You know, Frank, the other thing that I'm really shocked at here is, and you have the challenges with injuries, but I don't think this is improving. I saw the stat, I may have mentioned this on Monday with you, that the number of walks past the 7th inning that the bullpen is giving up is terrible. I think the strikeout-to-walk ratio is like the worst in the league.
Yes, and here's the thing, is you have about 2 or 3 guys in the bullpen who you really trust, and then about 4 or 5 others that you don't trust at all.
Mm.
I mean, and I don't know if it's going to get much better in that end. And again, if you're slotting guys, you know, in different roles, like if John Gant was in the bullpen, then you'd have a good solid reliever, and you just don't have that luxury. I want to say one positive thing. Nolan Gorman is regarded as their best hitter in the minor leagues, and he has been freaking on fire in Springfield. He'll probably be in Memphis before long, and we may see him in St. Louis in September. Hmm. So if you need a dynamic to think about, it's Nolan Gorman. He's the future of the Cardinals, or one of them.
There's a guy by the name of Richard Bland that is sitting at 500 at the U.S. Open with Louis Oosthuizen behind him. I see Frank Cusumano tied for 35th, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, right now. Is that you're at Torrey Pines, I'm sure, this afternoon, right, Frank?
I think Richard Bland is aptly named because nobody knows who he is.
Nobody knows who he is. Yes. Dan Reardon in the next hour will have a U.S. Open update. Cusumano, go back to losing balls in the woods. We'll talk next Monday.
Jane and Mark, great to hear your voice. Thanks so much.
All right, take care. Yeah, Frank, he enjoys himself on Friday. I'm quite
jealous.
Bless
his heart. I mean, playing golf today is, I think, torture. I mean.
I would agree.
You know?
Yeah, really.
You can't even drive the golf cart fast enough to get enough wind to not be dying.
I don't think it's that bad.
Heat.
The thing is that humidity does make a big difference, and if there's a little breeze out there. I understand what you're saying, but I've grown to hate the cold a lot more than even 105-degree feels like.
I used to be all summer, all heat, all the time. Now that I'm old, I'm like, no, I don't want to be hot anymore.
But you have a pool and everything.
Oh, the pool's great. If I'm in the pool, it's fine.
By the way, we have a major, and I'm being serious about this, there's a major pool challenge. For those of us who don't have pools. My daughter wants
just come
to swim.
To mine.
I'm going to because here's what's going on.
We're always there.
And I think other families are dealing with this. So there's a place in Fenton called River Chase that's, you know, like a rec center. Their pool is closed for maintenance. So we checked into a couple other pools that have
options. And they can
be expensive. Well, not only that, but they have waiting lists.
They have waiting lists.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Really?
Well, it's so funny because when we built the pool, I was like, oh, this is going to decrease the value of our house. I keep telling my husband, 50%. we ought to sell now because right now pools are so in demand.
Right.
I'm like, this would be the time to sell the house.
Yeah,
I mean, it
fluctuates.
It fluctuates. Yes. And
this is one of those markets where, a lot of people might say, I didn't want to deal with
the pandemic
because of my dogs and just the maintenance and all that. So there were some houses 4 years ago that we looked at that had pools that I liked quite a bit, but I didn't want to deal with the pool.
Get a salt pool.
The real estate rule is it 50% will love it more, 50% don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
But while it's popular,
it's going to take you 2 or 3 years to build a pool.
That's the thing. I mean, you could. If you tried to get a pool now, I have a cousin who builds pools. I'm like, okay, if I wanted to build a pool, how long would it take?
And that's why, Mark, you're exactly right. That's why it is. Right
will
now.
We, I'm gonna try a segue here. I think it might work. Will we be building pools with food scraps in the future? Because listen to this. Researchers in Japan have created a concrete replacement out of food scraps, and the new compound can be both edible and sweet-smelling. Associate Professor Yuya Sakai at the Institute for the Industrial Science at the University of Tokyo and another researcher spoke about the inspiration. Apparently, food waste, we know this. Look, it amounts to billions of pounds per year, and they're trying to do something that helps the environment as well. So they have taken some of these compounds and combined recycled concrete powder and wood waste to form a material. They even use eggs and things like that. So go figure. You see how that stuff sticks on your dishes in your dishwasher.
Oh, sure. I guess they can it is like concrete.
Right. Yeah.
If you leave the dish in the sink long enough, like my kids do, it is concrete.
Exactly. And they actually say that in the future, we can develop more strengthened materials from vegetable and fruit for real construction and structural materials for buildings. It will be kind of like a future application.
Interesting.
But there's a lot of interest in that right now. So,
and we'll save the trees.
I'd rather fruit than egg in my house if it's going to get hot and smell like something. I think I'd rather be orange.
Hopefully they would take care of the issue with the smell before they would put it on your house.
Especially in your pool.
Right.
That would not work for me.
All right, Jane, so we'll be over. She's got a soccer game at 11:30. We'll be over probably about 1:30.
You should. I'm just telling you.
That
I mean, I work at home, so she can come over, especially Alexa can come over anytime she wants.
You know, you mentioned, you said saltwater pool.
Do a saltwater pool.
But listen to this. So when we were in Vegas, my friend Rick, of course, he's got a saltwater pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I told Alexa, I made the mistake. I said, look, we're going to the pool. Rick's got a saltwater pool. She didn't want to get into it.
Because she thought it was the ocean?
Right. So I'm like, Alexa, it's just like the hot tub. It's just like the hot tubs we were in Mexico. And then she finally put her, you know, her face underwater. And this, when this kid gets something into her head,
I wonder where she gets that.
We had to take her to the damn dentist because she thought she wouldn't eat because she thought when her first tooth was loose that she was going to swallow her tooth.
Aww.
So she goes through this mental torture about putting her head under the water because she thinks
so
it's
much
be
better
the ocean.
For your
she
hair,
goes,
your skin.
Oh, it doesn't taste like the ocean. I'm like, yeah, kid, I tried to tell you that. So
it's just saline.
Jane, you have a great weekend.
I'm going to.
All right,
stay cool.
On your way home, listen to the raccoon dilemma that we're going to get
into. I'm
going
to have to now.
5 o'clock.
You've intrigued me.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.